Okay, good morning. Sorry I didn't finish last night. It's a bit of a long topic. Okay, Shalom Aleichem. Let's discuss hurt feelings and communication in Kedoshim. Tav Shin Pei Dalet. The psukim that we're dealing with are Lo Sisna Sachicha Bil Vavecha, Hochech Tochich Sam Yisecha Lo Sisa Lav Chet, Lo Sikam Lo Sitor As Bnei Amecha, Yoav Tol Reecha Kamocha Ani Hashem. Okay. Let's first look at the positive progression over here. Lo Sisna, Hochech Tochich, right? Is the Sisal of Chet part of the methodology, or is it part of the clarification of what's going on here? We'll see. Lo Sikum Lo Sitor. One should not take vengeance. One should not bear a grudge. Es Bnei Amecha V'Yavtol L'Reecha Kamocha Ani Hashem. So this is Tachis Kuni. Lo Sisna Tachicha Bil Vavecha. Right? If you hear that somebody has done something not so nice to you, again, I want to deal here with the idea of tochocha, not necessarily in terms of a person's misdeeds, bein olam makom, as much as bein olam chaveru. They both apply. The mitzvah tochocha applies in both cases. Sometimes we think that tochocha is only applicable when it comes to Shabbos, etc., which might be true depending on the circumstances, depending how it's done, etc. That's not our topic at the moment. But here we're talking about interpersonal relationships. Somebody does something that's not so nice to you. So what should you do? You should be mochiachim. Again, you should be mochiachim in a way that'll be effective. Don't be mochiachim in a fashion where his ears will immediately be plugged up, right? Insulting, etc., etc., etc. Do it a little bit of wisdom. But anyway, it says the chizkuni. And you say to him, "Madu asisteli kach v'shemem mitoch kach yisvar adavar ki akol sheker." You heard that this is what he did to you, but if you mochiach him, he says, "No, no, that's not what happened." It comes out the whole thing was a fiction. Okay. Oh, no, we're not saying that it always works out like that, because in fact there are times when people do not just nice things to other people. We've heard say that it happens. Oh, yitakein is masha heva. We talk kach lo sisa lav chet lechashdo bedavar she'eno. Right? So first of all, if it turns out that this whole thing was false, then you're attributing to him, right, something he never did. Okay? And even if he did do it, when you mochiach him, so we're opening up the opportunity now for communication, for people saying, "I'm sorry, I apologize, I didn't mean it," or "I did mean it, but I won't do it again, I apologize, you're right," etc. You're opening lines of communication. Says the Ramban, let's see the Ramban. The Ramban's got the whole story here. Lo sisna sachicha bil vavecha. Lavusha derech hasonim lechasas esinasam. Right? It says, lo sisna, you shall not hate your friend in your heart. He says, the nature of people is that they smile demurely, and they say, "Oh, it's not a problem," and da-da-da. And in their heart, they're thinking about, "Wait till I get the opportunity, if only I had the opportunity to give you a little nudgy poo on a pair of greased rollerblades top down the tallest staircase available, so that at the bottom you will look like shakshuka." Okay. V'anochem be'enayim. Yocheach tochiach, kvo v'ochiach Avram es Avimelech. Avram told Avimelech, "You went beseder." V'yomar kosav, al tisne sachicha b'levecha. Here comes the Ramban here. Don't hate him in your heart. V'asos l'cha shalo kirtzoncha. It's not just, "Oh, maybe he didn't do it." He did it. For sure he did it. And he did it on purpose. Okay? Al tochichanu. Don't hate him in your heart and say, "Ugh, he's an absolute blank," right? Avtochichenu, madua kachasisa madi. Open up your mouth wisely, not foolishly, right? And clearly state, "I didn't like what you did," or "Why did you do this?" Again, the particulars how to do it probably relates to the people involved in the situation, etc. But that's the goal. The goal is communication. Be mochiach. Right? Recall, don't hold the hate over him. as it were, as you hide it in your heart, you know, this person harmed me. V'osagid lo. Ki b'hochicha oso yisnata lecha. Because it means Hashem, if you're mochiach him, right? Unless there's nobody home, right? Up here, right? But let's say, recall, most people are home to one degree or another. He'll apologize. O yashuv yisvada al cheto v'chaper lo. Or if it's hamer don lom lokom, he'll do tshuva, etc. After you've spoken to him, right, made him aware of this, he's mitgatzel, he apologizes, right, he's mitgatzel. Don't guard, don't bear a grudge. Don't say, oh, I'll never forget what this guy did. Because it's conceivable, says Raman, here he differentiates between nekama, netira, and sinna. Kitachin shelo yisnoso. I won't hate him. I'll always remember what he did. Right? I don't hate him. But I'll always remember. I'll never get it out of my heart. L'fichach. Yazirinu shiyim ha-pesha ech ochiv v'chatosam libo achrechin yitzava shiyahav lo kamo. Hear this? The goal is to reach of haftal recha kamocha. The goal always is to reach haftal recha kamocha. Therefore, we erase the sinner. How do you erase the sinner? By being mochiach. Once one is mochiach, then the person asks for forgiveness. If he doesn't, so that's a separate story, which we'll get to in Mitzvah. But let's assume that he does ask for forgiveness, or he apologizes. Then you have to make the effort to erase, right, all those bad vibes about him from, what he called, from your heart. That doesn't mean you want to spend 24-7 with him. Right? You don't have to want to spend 24-7 with him. But that, what he calls it, in your mind is emblazoned, oh, this is what he called, this is the bad thing he did to me. He did this bad thing to me. That time will have to rechamol, continues Ramban, haflaga. You love him like yourself. What he called, Rav Akiva already taught us, chayecha kodmin. There's only enough water for two people. You have the water, chayecha kodmin. Okay. So it means have to be equal, not equal. Ella, what does it mean? Shiyeh pirushel hashvos ava shneim bedaito. There is a common denominator between your love of your friend and love of yourself. Not that you love your friend just like you love yourself. Not that you would record yourself and he, right, are interchangeable. But you should want for him everything you want for yourself. Not you should think to your mind, yes, I want him to improve, but not she's as good as me. Or maybe these areas, not that area. Right? People get selective. He should have enough money, but he should be as wise as me. Wait a second, I gotta be a number one here. Or let's see what he called. I want all good things for him. I want what he called money for him. I want nachas, etc. All the areas. I don't have to say. But not as much as me. Let's not get carried away here. This is actually something that a person should strive, right, to purge from his system. It's a struggle. His self-love, one self-love, doesn't say, well, I want to have this, but not that. Or I want to have a lot of this, but not quite so much of that, etc. I want as much, right, quantitatively and qualitatively in every area, and so I should want for him also. Right. Okay, so now, I obviously not talking about if he owes you money, he broke your window, he damaged your car, etc. Of course, he has to pay. And the truth is, even when Ritzicha, the Ramban mentions, you're not supposed to really, quote, get over that. If you're the Gaul Adam, if you're the relative, etc. That's because it's not your kavod, as it were. It's not this damage that's placed. That's your issue. It's Hashem's issue. Hashem says, what he called, you should be noble. But okay, fine. I don't want to get lost in that. I don't want to get lost in that. Well, Kitzer, someone harms you, don't say, smile at him and think to yourself, well, I look like, oh, it's really no problem. And you think to yourself, I would like to take you to take a long walk or a short period to the waiting mouth of a really hungry white shark, right? Zelo tov. Lo sisna zkecha b'lavecha. Tochiyachem, right? What do you, I should get over this. Get over the sinner. Just smile there and go, I can feel sinner. Say, guess again, McGee, it's not going to work. Say to him, you did this to me. Say it wisely. Don't say it foolishly. Don't say it abusively. But say it. Right? Then after Mitzvah Hashem, he will ask for mechila. Then you have to try and get the imagery out of your heart. Right? And so say, I don't hate him. I don't hate him. But he is a creep. Because look what he did. But I don't hate him. I don't hate him. He apologized. So I don't hate him. But he's such a creep. Right? Get that out of your mind. Don't think of him as a creep. Right? Do you want to spend 24-7 with him? No, not necessarily. Right? But get that negative imagery of what he did. Right? Don't focus on it. Don't focus on it. Okay. Lo sisa lo chet. So Rashi tells us over here with something we mentioned earlier already about the methodology. How I want you to lo salvin is pun of Rabin, right? You did this to me, you know, record. You're standing in an auditorium, right? Well, this is not the way to open up lines of communication. That's the way to, I call it, start an altercation, not communication. Why is this so important? I mean, obviously, the midst of the Torah. But beyond that, says the Torah more. I don't understand. This guy, he's not willing to, what do you call, because what's a classical case? We'll see. I come to borrow something from you. And what do you call, you don't want to lend it to me. I ask you for your power saw. You don't want to lend it to me. You say, no, I don't want to lend it to you. So I'm saying, oh, gee, he's being so creepy towards me. But okay, what do you call, so why should I be creepy towards him? Let's say, Omar, I mean, I don't want to say hate him. I mean, just what do you call it? I'm not going to give it to him. Why should it be better to him than he is to me? Let's say, Omar, after Recha Kamocha, Kizek, Klal, Godel, Bator, Lahor, Ruslan, Shein, Roy, Leos, Chiluk, Upirid, Ben, Isa, Chavir. So he tells us, like the Ramban said, the goal of this Lo Sisna, and Rikor, Hochayach, Tochayach, and Lo Sikav, and Lo Sitor is what? After Recha Kamocha, Ani Hashem. That's the goal. That's what we're aiming to. This is all part of the process to get to there. Right? So therefore, it's not right. There should be pirud. So even though he wasn't so nice to me, I'm just shooting myself in the leg. This is not the way the Jewish people are meant to be. Kimosha ni, what do you call it? As the Tzorah Hamor, as the Tzorah Hamor, what he called finishes over here. So Amor says, he says, what he called it, pasuk ends, Zehu ani Hashem, ki kemo shani Hashem echad, kein roi lekol shetiyu goy echad bli chiluk. Ata echad v'shimcha echad, we say in mincha time on Shabbos, ata echad v'shimcha echad, mika amcha Yisrael goy echad boretz. You should be echad like me, no pirud. So he messed up, okay, that's what he called, he messed up. But you shouldn't mess up because you're ruining your Klal Yisrael. You're ruining Klal Yisrael. He messed up. That's a problem. Okay, because we got one hole in the boat. We should put another hole in the boat. Even Ezra ties it to the fact that there's so much discussion over here about being thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. He says, "Lo sisna sachicha hefach v'haftol recha kamocha." Clearly, he's relating to the idea of the Ramban, that what he called that we are, for example, we get the progression over here from removing ourselves from the world of Sisna, and so then we'll come to V'hafta Recha Kamukha. And he says, and if we don't do that, if we do that, so Yeshu Ba'aret, Kiel Sin Eschinam Chor V'Hasheni. Right? Okay, fine. V'Hasheni. It's destroyed because of Sin Eschinam. Do you want to stay in Eretz Yisrael? So get rid of the sinner. It's pretty scary considering what's going on nowadays, but okay, Hashem Yazor. Says about Shem Tov. Yeah? V'avtu reicha kumogo peirush apostle, v'avtu reicha kumogo shatat tisnai gim reicha, v'av achtus kamocha ani Hashem. It's interesting. He's saying, v'avtu reicha kamocha ani Hashem. Right? So it's something that we've mentioned before, that what he called the Nefesh HaChaim brings us down also. As well as the Baal Shem brings down the idea of that the way you are with Hashem, Hashem Tzilka Yad Yiminecha, right? The way you are with Hashem, so too Hashem is with you. But here, in this mimer from the Baal Shem, He's saying that it's not only just the way you are with Hashem, it's the way that Hashem will be with you. In other words, what you put in terms of your relationship, in terms of your connection, and your emunah, in Hashem's hashkocha, so that Hashem is mashgiach in such a fine-tuned fashion with you. It's not just that, but also the way you are with other people is the way that Hashem will be with you. It's a new idea, Hashem to call Yad Minecha. Right? V'haftel reecha kamocha, or kavaftel reecha kamocha ani Hashem. Right? The way you'll be, the way I'll swear, I'll be with you. Fascinating. Okay, so let's look at the parameters here, right? What's mutter, what's aser, what's permissible, what's forbidden, right? Maybe we should write that instead. What's permissible, what's forbidden? Permissible. Let's change that here like that. Permissible.
Come from Yaji.
We got a little problem
come
here.
Come from Yaji.
I have to get rid of this phone. Forbidden. Pardon me. And laudable. Okay. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. This is Gemara in Yuma. Here's the Gemara discussing. It's coming from a little bit out of the back door, but okay. Why was Shaul punished? Again, why did Shaul's malchus not last? I mean, there are a lot of factors involved over here, but it started off on the left foot. Why? So the Gemara says that when Shaul was coronated, right, there were people who said, what is this guy going to do for us? How is he going to help us? And Shaul was silent. He didn't want to disturb the day. He was quiet. He wasn't makbir on his cupboard. And then afterwards it says that Nachash Amoni, right, Nachash, snake, the king of Amon, his name is Nachash, right, and he laid siege to what he called to Yavesh Gilad. So Amar Rav Yochum Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Hotzadok. Some places it says Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. Kol Tamid Chacham Sheino Nokim VeNoter KeNachash Eino Tamid Chacham. A Tamid Chacham who is not Nokim and Noter, he does not take vengeance, right, and remember that which was inappropriately done to him, like a Nachash. Eino Tamid Chacham. He's not a Tamid Chacham. Wow. What's the story here? Gemara asks, "Vaksiv lo sikum lo sitor." What do you mean? he gets a free pass on an issa deraisa? I mean, it's really cool. I mean, how do you extract, right, from this maisa with Shaul, right? Right, there's a din here. They're called Tam Chacham has to be nokim and nota ken nochash. Right, that's why. Since Shaul wasn't makbar on his covet, so Nachash Amoni was able to attack. So they learned from there that he should, what he called that a Talmud Chacham should be Nokim and Nokter ke Nachash. What happened to Lo Sikum Lo Sitor? So the Gemara, Huba Mamon. This is talking about money. Who dechsiv Titania, right? The Mamon who dechsiv, it's written with regard to money, Titania. Ezu in the Kima, and then it goes and explains the cases of Nakama and Atira. Right? I lent a person a scythe, a sith, and he says, what do I want to borrow? Your axe, and what do you call it? He didn't want to give it to me. He says, now when he comes to me and asks me for the axe, I said, no, I'm not going to give it to you, right? I'm not going to give it to you, right? Because it's just you didn't give it to me. That's Nakama. What's Natira? Right? Famous, what do you call it? I want to borrow from him, what do you call it, a scythe. He doesn't want to give it to me. He comes to me the next day, he said, I want to borrow you, what do you call your axe. So I say to him, yeah, I'll give you my axe. What do you think? I'm like you? Like you? Didn't want to give me your what do you call it, to what I asked you for, a favor you don't want to do for me. And everybody, but I'm not going to be like you, because I'm righteous. I'm going to give you that. That's Natira, right? In other words, the comma is where you don't give him, you give him tit for tat, and the tear is shows you are guarding, you are watching, you are bearing the grudge against him. Albeit you're going to give it to him, but be clear you're bearing the grudge, etc. So then the Gemara, Vetzarta Gufa Lo, Vatanya, maybe you'll suggest that the difference is tzari gufa. Those insults. I mean, tzari gufa can be physical also, but here we're talking about insults. Insults. Right? A person damages me, he punches me, etc., so we can take him to bed. But he insults me, or he hurts my feelings. And you'll say, well, maybe that's not applicable. In other words, in such a case, you can be no kim and no ter. Vatanya, says the Gemara, no, not true. And the love men ovim shomecher posavim mishivim. Right? The pasuk praises a person who does not reply to insults. Hanel lovim, he was insulted, vainim ovin, he did not insult in return. Nope. So we see that even when a person is what he called is insulted, the dinim of nakama apply. Says the what he called says the Gemara says, wait a second. Right? It just says he shouldn't reply, so there's no karma, right? But he can be no tear. He doesn't have to do anything back to him. He doesn't do anything back to him, but he still records he does not forget what he was done to him. So it means, what he quotes, that would imply, right, that any time that somebody insulted you, you're allowed to bear the grudge in your heart, even though you don't do anything actively against the person, but you bear the grudge in your heart because he insulted me. But the Rava then says, no, Glam Avram, he does my viewing law, Kof Shav. Right? It says if a person is Mavra Midosa, my viewing law, Kof Shav, it's considered laudable, right, that a person is Mavra Midosa, he's not Makbid. So we see you're not allowed to bear grudge. How can it be Sultan the Chacham? Is not a Talmud Chacham. Says the Gemara, the Mephais Ulei Umephais. Is when does, this is the first glance, this is what appears in the Gemara, when does the din of, of Marvel Midos apply? When the person is Mephais you. But if he's not Mephais you, he appeases you, he apologizes. Apologize. So therefore, right, all of these dinim l'chora of not being nokem v'noter, right, are only when the person apologizes. If he doesn't apologize, so then there's no iser nekama netira. That's what it appears at first glance, right? And that's why Shaul clearly, they didn't apologize, they've just insulted. So therefore, he had no chiluf of Iser in the covenant of Tira. And because he was mochel. Oh, what's wrong with being mochel? So we'll see. Yeah. Says the Marsha, that min shemochel akvoda shenema, right, etc. The story of Shaul. Says the Marsha, what was wrong? What's wrong with him? Say that you don't have to. But I understand you don't have to. If they're not asking you for forgiveness, so there's no Iser, but well, why is he not? He's not a Talmud Chacham? Why, he did something Aser? Yes, he did something Aser. The Marsha brings, that's like it says, in Kedushin, Melech Shemachol, Kvodo, and Kvodo Mochol, that was certainly the case for Shaul. And the fact that the Gemara here is not talking about Melech, it's talking about Talmud Chacham, clearly we're assuming that when there's a bizayon to the Torah, it's also to be Mochel. And the Talmud Chacham be Mochel on his covered. They can't be mochel on covered, which is a bizayon to the Torah. Right? He can say, you don't have to stand up for me, whatever. But people insult him. Well, we'll see what are the parameters of bizayon to the Torah. But clearly, if they mevazi him because he's a Talmud Chacham, right? He can't be mochel. He's not allowed to be mochel. That's not his covered to be mochel on. Just like king can't be mochel on covered. It's a bizayon to the Torah. Okay. Okay, the Ben Yoyod asked a question here. How was David Mochel recalled Shimi? He didn't, was Makbid on him? Shimi was himself was a big Talmud Chacham, so therefore it's not considered so much of a bizayon of Torah if it's from one gigantic Talmud Chacham vis-a-vis another. It's an interesting idea, but I don't get lost in that. Fine. Okay, let's see the Rambam Halacha, and we'll see the Chinuch. There are a lot of opinions on this whole topic here, but we stick with the Rambam and the Chinuch. And through that, hopefully, the whole question would become a little bit clearer. So the Rambam, this is Hilchos Deos, Perek Vov. Kishiyechta ish li ish lo yistemen av yishtok. That's the first thing. Lo sisna sachicha b'lovecha. Elimit sitzva lovlo, di avlomo lama sisa kach v'kach. Right? Like we saw in the Talich of the Ramban. So again, that is right? Right? And if he asked for forgiveness, he should be mochel. Fine. So we see over here that what he called, if someone does something bad to you, right? You're not allowed to hate him. You should be mochiach him. If he asks you for forgiveness, you should be mochel. If he's not asking for forgiveness, right? Doesn't appear there's anything aser. Doesn't appear that you're over an iser. Doesn't appear that way. What are you saying? Let's continue. See, the Rambam says now it's in Perek Zayin Hilchos Deos. Hanoki mechavero over lo sase. Person takes vengeance on somebody, right? So lo sase. Vavishino loke. De'arohi admod. Even though the person doesn't get malchus for it, because it means there's no word called. Yeah? It's a very bad day. El roi lo la'odam. Lios bavir al midosav. Al kol divrei ha'olam. Shakol etzel ha'mevinim divrei hevel v'havai. You should never get bent out of shape out of things in olam hazeh. That's what Rambam says. Okay. Ketzur inakima, amr lo chavera shilin kardumcha, amr lo any mashilcha, right? Well, I'm not returning to you. That's nekama. So there's no maisa there. There's no maisa. When I, record, came to you and asked you for something, you didn't do me a favor, and then in turn you come to me and I don't give you because I'm saying you didn't do me a favor, I'm not going to do you a favor. Okay, there's no malchus, but it's called, it's an isa nekama. V'chein, right, kol hanoter le'echem Yisrael over lo sase. So too also, if you're noter, let's say, right, you bear the grudge. And it is even though you're not going to refuse to give him when he comes to ask you for something, but you're going to bear the grudge. Ketzad hi anatira, Reuven shalom l'Shimon, right, etc. Do this favor, right? Like Shimon says, I'm not doing it for you. Then after Shimon comes to Reuven, asks for a favor, and Reuven says, sure, I'll do it for you. What do you think, I'm like you? Harim ha'ashilcha, ve'ini kamoscha, not like you. Lo asharim, what do you call it? Lo eshalim l'cha kema'asecha. I'm not going to do to you what you did to me, right? But clearly he's bearing a grudge. Over below Sitor. El yimcha adavar me'liba v'lo yitrenu. Right? Rambam adds this idea here, the reason that tira is also because you might come to the root in a comma. You should be moche the avon milibo, v'lo yizkirin ha'klal, v'zu yadea nechonosh, efshi yizkayim b'yishuv ha'aretz, masa matonim, shal b'nei odam, ze im ze. So far over here, the Rambam has not said anything. Right? Right, remember, in Perek Vav in Hilchos Deos, he spoke about somebody doing something bad to you, so you mochiach him. In Perek Zayin, in Noki Noter, he didn't do anything bad to me, he just didn't do me a favor. He wasn't willing to be there for me. I can't be mochiach him. Why he's such a bad person? You do. Why was he? He doesn't want to give to me. He didn't do anything bad to me. Right? Perek Vav in Hilchos Deos, he talks about when you did something bad. They always say, don't hate the person, be mochiachim, right? And if you're mochiachim, and he's not, what do you call it, and he doesn't ask for mechila, it doesn't appear there's any problem, right? What do you call it? I don't say it's mythically sown in the person, but what do you call it? But certainly there's no, what do you call it? You're not over on the ether, what do you call it? He did a terrible thing to me, he didn't ask for forgiveness, so, I'm not made out of stone, I mean, I should try. And we'll see that. We'll see that there is an inyan in not being makbir on the person, even though he doesn't ask for mechila. There is an inyan. There is an inyan. Right? And the Rambam will talk about it. But I can't be held responsible. I did my best. I was mokiyachem, and I did it in a proper fashion. I didn't hit him over the head with a verbal sledgehammer, right? And he's not interested in apologizing to me. Nope. So that's Ilchus Deos. And then in Peretz Zayin, he talks about where the person doesn't do you a favor, not to do something bad to you. She's an Easter and a common Atira. There's no asking for forgiveness because he didn't do anything wrong. He just didn't do it very nice. We have it clear. Then Hilchus Tshuva, Asal Adam Lios Achzori Vlis Pais, Yen Noach Lertos, the Kosher Lechos, a person who is easily forgiving and difficult to anger. B'Shash Mevakish Men Rachoti Limcho, a person sins against you, and he asks for Mechila, Mocha B'Lev Shalom, you should be Mocha B'Lev Shalom. U'B'Nevesh Chafetza, even if some person does bad things to you. Lo yikum lo yitor. Why? Because he asked you for forgiveness. So you see over here that the Eastern are coming at here, but chet negdo is only after he asks for him forgiveness. Again. In other words, it's dependent upon Mechila. And the Mechila is dependent upon his asking for forgiveness. He asks for forgiveness, you should be Mocha. Once somebody called that takes place, you should be Nokim and Noter. If he doesn't ask for Mechila, so if a person comes and harms someone else, right, and he doesn't ask for Mechila, even after you were Mochiach him, right, Mechor, there's no Easter in the covenant here. Again, is it a Mila? I'm not saying it's a Mila. There's no Easter. There's no Easter. I only have an Easter of keeping alive what he called the idea of what he did to me, the grudge inside, when he asked for forgiveness. Fine. It's interesting. In the Perish of Rasag, Perish on the Rasag from Perla, he says, he brings a girsa here, that the Rambam had a different girsa. He brings from Ram and a Rambam. The Rambam had a different girsa in the Gemara. Re'isir sefer ma'asanisim, Ram ma'imam, Ram ben Rambam. But Oshal Rambam, Shahais lefana girsa acheres in the sugya, in Yuma, that we saw before. Debe girsa shalani parchin and hasam, Amr Yochum, Shum Rashbi, he's got Rashbi Chai, Domer kol tam chokham, she'enu nokim venota kinachash and tam chokham, yichtiv lo sikav lo sitor, oh, how could it be? Meshani ahu b'mamon, right? Right? The Gemara says, well, it depends if it's mamon, depends if it's what you call it, you know, other things. Alam maisa nisim, kosav, omr kol tamet chocham, shenu nokim edo tegok, shenu tamet chocham, kashi yikshun kosav, lo sikim lo sitar, haisa tshuva, lo kasha, b'mila dirais, lo mira alma. So Rambam had it in the Gemara, there's a difference between, we're talking about where the bizoyan that took place is a bizoyan to Torah, or it's just on regular things. Okay. Now let's go to Hilchos Talmud Torah. V'chein haderech chassidim rishonim shomim chaposam v'edim yeshivim. Hear this? Der chassidus is when they hear their insults and they don't reply. V'lo'od ela shemochlim lemechara fesolchim. Lo. This is B'shas Maisa. He's not asking for Mechila. I should be Mochel anyway. This is Der Chassidus. V'chacham dolim ayim v'shtabchim b'maaseim anoyim v'omim shvaolim v'omnidu odam v'lechim v'lechvoda. The Chassidim, the chacham dolim, they took pride in the fact that even when people insulted them, as we'll see privately, they didn't reply. They were Mochel them. They were Solech them. They weren't Makbir on them. It's clear there's no Mechila. It's happening right now. He cusses out the Talmud Chacham, and everybody called it. So Talmud Chacham, he's not just asking for forgiveness. Nonetheless, you hear this? This is the derech of Talmud Chachamim. So I'll say, oh, I'm not Talmud Chacham. Shiroi Leilechba. A person should aspire to this. This only if it was a private affair that he insulted him. Ah, but he insulted him in public. Then it becomes a matter of Kavod HaTorah. And then he should not forgive him. He's not allowed to forgive him until he asks for a mechila. So what do we see in the Rambam? Let's get this straight. If you didn't do the person a favor, the person should get it out of his heart and not bear a grudge. Didn't do a favor. I should get it out of my heart, not bear a grudge. Getting bent out of shape from things of this nature is not appropriate. And if I don't do that instead, I do bear a grudge against a person, whether I treat him in kind or even if I don't, I give him what he wants, but I remind him, or I even think in my heart, I'm not like you, right? Tosser. Let's say a person is pogan. A person doesn't do me a favor. He actually says something nasty to me. There's an Easter of Nakam and Atzira if and only if he asked for mechila. And that's why I have to be mochiach him. I didn't like what you did. If he asked for mechila, I should be mochel. Again, if he asked for sincerely, not tarry, right? But sincerely asked for forgiveness. But he doesn't ask for forgiveness. I'm not over in Lo Sikam Lo Sitar. That's what it appears. Right? Nonetheless, it's a midas chasidus that a person should aspire to. That even the person doesn't ask for mechila. Even he doesn't ask for mechila. This we see in the Hilchos Talmud Torah. That one should forgive. Unless it involves bizayon HaTorah, which according to the Rambam, is if it takes place publicly. So then one can't forgive if there's no request for mechila. Okay, is that straight? The Ritva differentiates not between public and private, but whether the insult was an insult in some things, right, or b'mila d'shmaya. I don't know what that would mean. He's going to what do you call it? If the person says to the Talmud Chacham, you just drove your car into my car. You don't know how to drive. So then maybe that's Mila Alma. It's not Mila Shmaya, right? If he comes and says something insulting about your Torah is worthless, or what do you call it? You rabbis, all you do is make things tough for us, what do you call it? Etc. So that's Mila Shmaya. But in any event, somebody doesn't do you a favor, it's us to bear a grudge. Period. Us to bear a grudge. He didn't do anything bad. He just didn't do anything good. It's us to bear a grudge. Erase it. Right? Erase it. Because again, like we saw before, all we do is harming ourselves. Right? If the person did something wrong to you, then you should reproach him for what he did in a proper fashion. He asked for mechila. Erase it. He does ask for mechila. Nonetheless, unless we're talking about something which involves Kavod HaTorah, Rambam in his derech, if it's public, the Ritva in his derech, if it's what he called, if it's addressing the idea of Bizayon HaTorah, whatever that is, right? If it's not, but short of that, it's a midas chasidus, which is kedai for everybody to try and emulate, to try and forgive. You can't, it's hard, they didn't ask for forgiveness, and say you're not over at Easter. But you should try. Again, you also have to let them know that they did something wrong. If you sit there quietly and they, what do you call it, they don't know that you're upset, so then what do you call it, they did a bad thing. The mitzvah says, okay, it's okay, it's okay. Okay. Okay, we have some other opinions here. Okay, I'm not going to get lost in this. The Derech HaLechinuch is basically that he says that Rambam says one shouldn't get bent out of shape when it comes to Inyani Olam Hazeh. The Chinuch uses the terminology, you should see that it's Min HaShamayim. He knows, why hate this guy for what he did to you? But I hate this guy for what he did to you. After all, it's min hashamayim. It's true, what do you call it? The Hashem has got his own kashrut with this person. But he's not the shoresh. He was just a tool. the shorish is, what do you call it, Hashem wanted this to happen. I need cleansing for whatever the reason is, whatever the case may be. Fine. So at first glance, you might think, so the chinuch says, if I'm supposed to look at it, it's minas shamayim, so then, even if he doesn't ask me for forgiveness, and he hurt me, I'm over in the covenant tira. That's what we're seeing, right? Because I have to get a grip. It's minas shamayim. It's minas shamayim. But I don't think it's true. Right? I don't think it's true. Because even though the chinuch doesn't mention anything about asking for what do you call it, telling him that you wronged you, and he is asking for mechila, and only after that, you're refusing to forgive him and said you want to bear the grudge, is there the Easter? Makes it sound as though even though there was no attempt to ask for forgiveness. But the chinuch says the following terminology, dinei mitzvah ksarim, etc. The overalea, he's talking about nakama here, overalea, the kava belibo, lisno chavero, al sheheralo, achig maleo kiro, over alav ze. Chinuch, you're only over if the person does something to me, and that's it. As far as I'm concerned, it's over with. Right? I'm going to hate this person until I record what I can do to him what he did to me. That's the only way out. That's why I was kovea belibi. Or, let's say, I've decided I'm not going to actually, right? I'm not going to actually do something to him. But there's no way, right, that there's any way out of this. I'm always going to hate him. Like he says in the Tira. Milintra b'leveinu ma sheheira lano echav Yisrael ba'af al pishin naskim min asher sinu shelo l'shal l'gmul amasa achilu v'schiris ketel b'leiv l'vad nimneinu. But again, what is the schiris ketel b'leiv l'vad nimneinu? The kova b'leivu lishno chavero. I was koveir. I made it, I decided this. That's it, you did it to me, I'll never forgive you. Lo ishkach v'lo eslach. Zel. Lo ishkach, I will not forget, and I will not forgive. So I dare say that that according to everybody, even according to the chinuch, if a person doesn't ask for forgiveness, so if I have bad feelings toward them, it's not because I want to be koveya belibi, lo eshkach lo eslach. That's like, I'm not out of stone. I'm not out of stone. I can't get rid of it. As long as I don't say to myself, there's no way out of this, other than I will never forgive him. If I say that, so then I got a problem. But I would like to forgive, but I can't. He never asked for forgiveness. I can't. It hurts me too much. You're not over. So I think it comes out that according to everybody, once again, the idea, this is a very powerful idea that the Chinuch is saying, that what should help me get over it is the fact that it's minas shamayim. This person was merely a hammer in the hands of the smith, lahavdil, right? It's Hashem's will. This person doesn't mean the person did nothing wrong. He did something wrong, and he has a price to pay for it. He has his own cheshbon with Hashem. So let's just recap. Someone does something wrong. Don't be so to him. Be mochiach him. He asks for forgiveness. You should forgive him. Right? Not only that, but you should extract from your heart any bearing of a grudge. Right? Or what do you call it? The imagery inside this person's terrible person. Get it out of your mind. He asks for forgiveness. Get it out of your mind. Why? Because the goal is, v'hafta l'recha kamocha, ani Hashem. Like I said before, just like I am one, you need to be one. Then we discuss the mechanics, right? When you're mochich the person, do it in a fashion that makes it possible for him to hear. Don't do it in a fashion where you embarrass him so that his back is up and his ears are closed, etc. And then we discuss the idea of if the parameters, if a person doesn't do a favor, right? You have no grounds for bearing a grudge against him whatsoever. The Tira. He didn't do a favor. Oh, you say, why should I do him a favor? Because just like I am one, so you're meant to be one. So he put a hole in one side of the boat. You're going to put another hole in the side of the boat? Don't be silly, right? He didn't do you favors. He didn't do you a favor. Again, that doesn't make him a good person. It's not going to be better, though, because you're also not a good person. We have to keep the boat whole. We're meant to be an Am Echad, just like Hashem is Echad. That was good. What happens if a person actually harms me? Right? Harms me. He harms me, sometimes he does something bad to me. I'm not talking about where I can take him to Beis Din. He broke my car, broke my window, so I should take him to Beis Din. Let him call to extract payment there. But when he said not nice things to me, he insulted me, hurt my feelings. It wasn't just that he didn't do me a favor. He did something nasty to me. It would appear from everybody, right, that until he asked for forgiveness, and you have to make that available. Like he could be, he's really caught. He's out to lunch. He's not thinking. You tell him. Tell him. If he asks for forgiveness, you should erase it from your heart. If he doesn't ask for forgiveness, so now there is a midas chasidus to get it out of your heart, but there's no easier if you don't. You're not out of stone. Out of the stone. But you have to, again, you have to mochiach him. If you're not mochiach him, then what he caught could be you're over. You're still over the system of Sachichel of Avecha. I assume you're probably over in the covenant here as well. Right? You have to make him aware. If he's not aware, or I said, if he did make him aware, he doesn't ask forgiveness, we're not over. I'll seek him Rositor. However, it is a mitzvah. I mean, Chassidus, which Rama says is good for everybody to try and emulate, to try and get out of your system. Ah, what about if it's an Indian of Kavar Torah, right? If it's public, against the Talmud Chacham, or if it's on the wavelength of Kavar Torah, according to Ritva, so then the din is that one is not allowed to be mochel, stam. One has to be asked for forgiveness. One has to be asked for forgiveness. There's no midas chasidus over there, right, to forgive, because it's a bizarre to the Torah. Just like Shaul, it was a bizarre to the Malchus. The cover of Malchus is not his, it's Rabon Shalom, so too, the cover of the Torah in this area, if not the Talmud Chochams, it is the cover of the Torah of Hashem, right, called, he can't allow it to be Mevusa. And finally, what does it mean, bearing a grudge like a snake? It says the Aris Vash. Chachamu kol Talmud Chocham, she'en enokim enote kenachas, she'en Talmud Chocham. He Talmud Chacham Roy Lin Kovelotar Note Lin to a Mashu Lekovra Mokav Torasa. She would not be noted Kenachash Bizayin a Torah. The Lin Kov Ose Ra Lechavi Vechivya the Rabbanan. It's a snake of the Rabbanan. Should bite back. The Leislei Beasusa. There's no healing to it, right? Aval. The Ofish Lo Yelo Mishum Kach Shum Dvar Negia Lechvodav Shubofen. The Talmud Chacham shouldn't get confused between his own personal pride and the cover of the Torah. Kenachash, says Yaros Tavash, says Rav Yonos and Apshitz. So it's a kenachash, no sheikh, mibli ano klal, like the Gemara talks about the idea in Archim. They say to the snake, why do you bite? Why do you, what do you call it? You don't get enjoyed even. Klum ano yesh lecha. Right? It can't be a personal agenda over here. So to be nokim, venota, kenachash, there are also rules to that as well. For the Talmud Chacham, right? And that is, he has to be like a nachash who doesn't derive any personal benefit from it. Aval im nokim enote b'shvil kvodo. Ah, me! Vanoso! In the Talmud Chacham. That's not a ma'aser of Talmud Chacham. Again, I don't think this means we should walk around saying, oh, I know, he's not being mechavi l'shem shamayim. Right? He's doing it for his own personal kavod. That's called mechosh b'ksherim. But to the Talmid Chacham themselves, they have to be careful that they can't have a personal agenda involved. Okay, it's the time period between Pesach and Shavuos, time that the what do you call it, the Talmid Rabbi Kiva passed away. Shalom Nogu Kovod Zebeze. Right, their lack of Kovod is not like our lack of Kovod for one another. Right, believe me, it was a far cry from it. Right, their lack of Kovod is much more subtle. But nonetheless, this is a time that we need to work on our midas benon lechavero. And hopefully this shiur, I think, should be useful for that end. Okay, wish you a good Shabbos. Wish you a good night. Shalom on Israel. Shalom for Israel mibachutz, and shalom b'Israel bifnim. Amen.